This is Northwest News from KPLU. After a big public outcry, Seattle has scrapped a plan to allow a wider variety of housing types in areas zoned for single-family homes. But Tacoma is exploring that idea. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Tacoma is in the process of considering changes to its comprehensive plan. One of the ideas that's been put forward by the Planning Commission is to allow more flexibility in single-family zones. That would result in a mixture of lot sizes and home sizes, with some smaller houses such as cottages allowed. Elliot Barnett is an associate planner with the City of Tacoma.
This can add a little bit of life to the street, you know, a little bit of density, but also just a broader range of housing choices.
Tacoma's plan has drawn criticism, but not the intense response that prompted Seattle Mayor Ed Murray to abandon a similar idea. Still, groups such as Historic Tacoma have weighed in with concerns. Marshall McClintock is with Historic Tacoma. He says one of their worries is that older, more affordable homes will get torn down and replaced with more expensive housing.
Cities sometimes kind of shoot themselves in the foot by not paying attention to what's being torn down.
And he says his group wants the city to create a demolition review process so that historic homes throughout the city, not just ones in designated historic districts, can be preserved. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.